This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A worker with the U.S. Health and Human Services Department has filed a whistleblower complaint about a lack of protective gear and training when caring for coronavirus evacuees from China. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A California congressman says the complaint was filed by an official who was part of a team deployed to offer government assistance to the Americans evacuated from China to U.S. air bases in California. The complaint says team members sometimes had gloves and sometimes had masks, but they lacked full protective gear that other federal workers had, and they received no training on how to protect themselves from getting sick. Congressman Jimmy Gomez says he questioned Health Secretary Alex Azar about the complaint. Azar said he was not aware of any violation of protective practices. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
On Wall Street, markets continued to plunge for the sixth straight day on investor worries about the economic impact of COVID-19. AP's Mike Rossi.
The drubbing on financial markets stemming from coronavirus outbreak worries continued in Thursday's trading on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials plunged 1,193 points, losing 4.4% to close at 25,763. The S&P 500 lost 137 points, or 4.4%, and the NASDAQ fell 414 points, shedding 4.6% of value. The S&P is headed to its worst week since October 2008. I'm Mike Rossi.
And 34 people have died so far in Iran because of coronavirus infections, according to a health ministry spokesperson. A total number of people diagnosed with the disease is 388, according to a statement announced on television. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence convened his first meeting of the Coronavirus Task Force Thursday. It's a day after President Trump made him the government's point person for the epidemic. Pence said the administration's priority is to protect American people.
The president has no higher priority than the health and safety of the American people. The work we're doing here today represents the most important work being done in this government today.
And the vice president brought in Debbie Birx. She is the administration's global AIDS coordinator and a medical doctor to serve as the chief advisor for responding to the virus outbreak. In Afghanistan, the reduction of violence agreement between the U.S. and Taliban is holding, and Afghans are getting a first glimpse of what a peace deal between the United States and Taliban could look like. After nearly 19 years of war, Saturday's expected peace deal announcement is being greeted with optimism as well as some reservations.
In an interview with VOA's Afghan service, former President Hamid Karzai, a frequent Washington critic, welcomed the prospect of a deal. The deal is expected to pave the way for intra-Afghan dialogue. Karzai says it should start immediately.
Well, the considered time for this is after 10 days of the signing of the deal between the Taliban and the United States, but we hope it will start sooner, even today. But definitely we should try to do that within 10 days of that.
Challenging that negotiation, the country has yet to inaugurate President Ashraf Ghani for his second term. His election opponent, Abdullah Abdullah, is still disputing election results. With contributions from Rahim Gul Sarwan, Hasib Maududi, and Jalal Mirzad, Bejan Hamdard, VOA News.
Israelis go to the polls for a third time in the year, and observers see the election as a referendum on Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving prime minister, whose political future is at stake as anger and frustration grows over the Jewish state's unending political deadlock. Linda Gratstein reports for VOA.
Just as in the two previous elections this year, neither Netanyahu and his Likud party nor his challenger, Benny Gantz, seem able to form a majority coalition in the 120-seat parliament.
Basically, these three elections have been held because of one person. Because if Mr. Netanyahu leaves, then Mr. Gantz and the Likud can form a coalition government within a week.
On the Tel Aviv University campus, students and employees say they're frustrated with the political deadlock.
And frankly, I think that the democratic system all over the world is becoming weaker and weaker.
My concern is about truthfulness and integrity in government.
That is VOA's Linda Gradstein reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.